Chapter 5. Deja Vu. I thought about what I remembered. I thought about it really hard. People say I never know what's going on around me, which is just so ridiculously untrue. I always know. So there had to be a reason for me remembering something I wasn't even alive for. "I think I've had a brain seizure," I told Dad the next morning at breakfast. Rachel made a snorting kind of noise. She was sitting opposite me at the table, eating her muesli. Every morning she eats the same thing. 200 milliliters of green tea, 50 grams of muesli with skimmed milk, a reduced sugar muffin, and 3 vitamin supplement tablets. It's part of her healthy living process. She nags Dad to eat properly too. So he was having toast and orange juice. But I know he sometimes stops off at the pub on the way home from the office, and there's packets of crisps in the bin, which he shoves down to the bottom under all the other rubbish, so she doesn't see them. She didn't say anything to me about what to eat, so I made myself scrambled eggs or boiled eggs. Then I had toast as well. Mum always said breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Dad muted the TV, which was showing the 24-hour BBC News. I don't like the news. It's always about things going wrong, or politicians, or conflicts. They never show any engineering projects, or science research, apart from climate change, which Uncle Gordon says is all a conspiracy, so government can increase taxes. If I was running the newsroom, I'd show people good stuff so everyone would be happier. There are online news sites that only report success. If you check their web traffic rates, they're not very successful. Uncle Gordon laughed for ages when I told him that. "What makes you think that, Jules?" Dad asked. "It's stuff I've seen. I didn't actually see it." "That sounds a bit like a paradox there, son." "I didn't see it. It's a memory."
"What is?"
"I got soaked by a bus driving through a puddle."
"Is that why your school trousers were in the laundry last night?" Rachel asked. "They were soaked."
"Yes," I said, "but that's not what I remember."
They both stopped eating to look at me.
"So what do you remember?" Dad asked.
"A bus splashed a puddle on me yesterday. It was a trigger. I remember a bus doing the same thing before."
"When?"
"I don't know exactly. I think it was 2000.
The number plates I remember back that up."
"Okay," Dad said very slowly.
"Jules, son, you can't remember anything from 2000. You weren't born."
"I know. That's what I'm saying. It might be a brain seizure."
"Are the other kids giving you a hard time at school?" Rachel asked quickly.
"Well, not so much. There's a few boys that don't like me. Totally mutual."
"And it's games day today, isn't it?" she said.
"I'm not trying to get out of school."
"Probably a bad dream," Dad said. "The doctor said you might have them."
"What doctor?"
Dad gave Rachel a guilty glance. He cleared his throat.
"That one I asked you if you wanted to go and see. You know, to talk about your mum."
I couldn't believe it. After the funeral, Dad asked me if I wanted to go and see a therapist. I'd said no, obviously. Psychiatrists can only help if they're smarter than their patients, and there's not going to be one who could ever figure me out, so talking to one would be a complete waste of time. Embarrassing, too. So now Dad was saying he did go and see one anyway, behind my back. Great.
"I just checked with her," he said. "That's all. She said it might take you a while to get over it."
"Well, I'm never going to get over it," I shouted. "I will always remember it. I can't forget. You know this. You know!
Grief can affect people in strange ways. That's all I'm saying, son.
This isn't grief. This is a memory that isn't mine. Why don't you listen?
I am listening, he said, in that overcalm voice he puts on when he's angry. And I'm worried about you.
You don't believe me, I said.
I believe something is wrong and we need to find out what. Do you want to see a doctor? I slouched back down and shrugged. There was no way medical tests like MRI scans could find out why I had someone else's memory, and the idiot psychiatrist wouldn't have a clue what was going on.
No,
I shook my head. I'm fine. I'll go and play games at school. Rachel gave a tiny nod of satisfaction. Manipulating her is so ridiculously easy.